Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The state's new mask mandate went into effect at noon today, and Governor Greg Abbott is asking people to comply as they celebrate the 4th of July. He says it is an important step to limit the spread of COVID-19 and to keep businesses open.
If we are going to continue to open up businesses, people do need to adhere to the safest practices, and they do need to begin strictly follow this face covering policy.
So what do people across North Texas think about the new mask mandate?
People I talk to here at Lincoln Square in Arlington say they agree with the mask requirement.
If I get close to strangers, I definitely would put it on.
It's always good to be conscious about those around you.
Keep me safe, keep somebody else safe as well.
Nancy Bowe operates a nail salon in the shopping center. She's been requiring masks since well before the new statewide mandate.
If our customer don't have a mask, I offer a mask to them.
And she says she hasn't had any customer give any pushback to the requirement.
They wear the mask and I don't have a problem.
In Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And on the day the mask mandate does go into effect, Dallas County hit a new grim milestone for the pandemic. KRLD's LP Phillips has eye-popping new numbers.
Dallas County has crossed the 1,000-person threshold for new cases in a single day, with 1,085 being reported just today. That's 377 more than yesterday. County Judge Clay Jenkins says it can't come at a worse time with a holiday weekend. He says spikes have followed both Easter and Memorial Day weekends.
We're going to get through it together, and the way we get through it is we have to move from selfishness and tying to our traditions that we value of what we and our family like to do on the 4th of July to sacrifice.
He says that means keeping the celebration small and confined to your tight inner circle. The county is also reporting another 6 coronavirus deaths. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Even Denton County had a record-breaking day today for coronavirus. They are reporting 152 positive cases. That brings the total now to 3,184. Of those, 1,209 have recovered. 37 people in the county who tested positive for the virus have died. Collin County reporting another 122 cases today and another death. The health department says 71-year-old Plano man who had coronavirus had an underlying health condition. He died this week. 46 people with the virus have now died in total during the pandemic in Collin County. Tarrant County did not report numbers today. It's anything but a traditional holiday weekend, but despite that, DFW Airport is expecting an uptick in travelers.
DFW Airport is going to be the busiest airport in the world in July. And this weekend, we're expecting to get north of probably 100,000 passengers for the first time in a while.
Bill Begley with the big airport says they've been expecting that and have made a lot of changes to ensure things stay clean.
We have a strike team of more than 160 people who are out every day focused on things like high touch point areas, wiping down touch screens. We have some stationed at the security checkpoints for TSA, and they're wiping out the bins where you put your items as you go through security.
He also says there are plenty of plexiglass shields around the airport and touchless faucets and soap dispensers in the bathroom. Thousands of people will also fill the parking lots outside Globe Life Field at AT&T Stadium for fireworks tonight. But businesses in Arlington say COVID-19 will still cut into one of their busiest weekends of the summer.
Arlington's 4th of July parade normally comes the morning after fireworks in the city's festival, bringing 75,000 people downtown.
Summer is slow. There's no doubt that particularly July is slow. So that July 3rd light up downtown, That's a big deal for us.
Randy Ford owns J. Gilligan's in downtown Arlington. He says he understands why Arlington canceled the parade, but his business is already hurting because of renewed restrictions and an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases.
We had a two-week span there where we were doing pretty good, but now see us backed up. People are getting a little timid again.
J. Gilligan has actually permitted his two businesses, with the bar at one address and the restaurant at the other. Ford has shut down the bar, but the restaurant can still open at 50% capacity. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.